Good morning, Jimmy. I was listening to the show. I'm headed up to Aberdeen to speak at a VFW, and I just wanted to let your audience know that I will be introducing Stand Your Ground legislation in January in the next session of the General Assembly.
And do you expect that? Yeah, you know, speaking of traction, I mean, obviously Maryland's going the polar opposite direction of that.
The Maryland General Assembly is pro-criminal for the most part, and all they like to do is pass legislation against the Second Amendment or to have early release for repeat violent offenders. But this will produce a hearing, and the fact of the matter is you will see hundreds of people turn out to support the right of people to defend themselves against assault. And the fact of the matter is that Maryland and Baltimore City are two of the most dangerous places in the United States for innocent victims, and they need to be protected by the law if they have to defend themselves.
Councilman Mosley, let me ask you a question. You know, this is about Stand Your Ground, and you're using the Trayvon Martin situation to kind of get the conversation started. But at the end of the day, Stand Your Ground wasn't even the defense in that case.
Yes, that's correct. The defense went totally from a self-defense application. However, it was implicitly implied in the juror's instruction by the judge, as well as, you know, when the jurors were able to provide a justification as to the verdict when they came out, they said it was one of the main factors or indicators as to why they chose to provide a guilty verdict. The one thing I will say, and hello, Delegate McDonough, the one thing I would say that I'm in total agreement with Delegate McDonough is about the whole violent repeat offender reduction in sentencing and early release. You know, I think that when we talk about, you know, a city and a state like Maryland, you know, unfortunately, we have the same repeat violent offenders who are going out and wreaking havoc in our community. Another thing I would like to say regarding Stand Your Ground, I mean, it's a very ambiguous term. Currently, it's deployed in 26 states. Four other states have similar policies. However, the application of them are totally different. When you look at a place like Florida, again, where you have a 17-year-old boy who's unarmed, who's walking home, and is pursued by another individual who somehow becomes the victim, I think that type of policy is flawed and needs to be looked and changed.